Murder on the Caronia by Edward Marston, read by James Langton.
Chapter 1. New York, 1908. It was never the same. That was what was so remarkable. Though he had crossed the Atlantic over a dozen times in each direction, George Porter Dillman had never become bored or blasé. He remembered each voyage as a separate experience, filled to the brim with its own excitements and charged with individual drama. There were so many variables. Weather conditions could swing between the benign and the tempestuous. A ship's company might be anything from superb to merely competent. Each vessel had her own distinctive character. Cunard's two greyhounds of the sea, the Lusitania and the Mauritania, were sister ships, built to the same specifications and embodying the same bold patriotism, yet they differed considerably. Dillman had been fortunate enough to sail on the maiden voyages of both, and he had found them anything but interchangeable. Their interiors were markedly different, and their performance in the water dissimilar. Their personalities set them even further apart. The same could be said of the Lucania, the Ivernia, the Saxonia, the Carpathia, the Urania,